So what have you been up to while I was off on vacation?
Was that the reason why we skipped an episode?
I don't know why we skipped an episode. I think I was just getting too tied up in other things, and you didn't do the reminder that you sometimes do. So with neither of us reminding each other.
I was also maybe a little bit tied up in some other things. I'm in like...
We get busy.
Yeah. I'm involved with like four different musical groups right now. Musical as in like...
Four?
Yeah, as in playing music.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, well, there's... Okay, so there's my wife and myself, our act. And then there's us plus another singer that we've been working with lately. And then there is... Well, this is kind of for a gig, but in about a month from now, I was asked to practice to play a gig for Porch Fest, in case you've heard of Porch Fest.
I have not.
Okay. It is a kind of a springtime event where there's a bunch of outdoor music in certain communities in this area. And It usually involves people, either it could be businesses or it could be people actually volunteering their front porch for people to play on.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I'm doing the former, playing at a business. So that may entail, well, it'll probably mostly entail me playing as a supporting musician for others, but Aaron and myself may also get to do our own little set in that. And then most recently, my neighbor asked about me playing with them. So I've been practicing with them a couple times. So I'm spread a little bit thin right now.
Well, you step away from theater and you step into music, I guess.
Well, pretty much. At this point, I wouldn't have time to do theater anymore because I'm too busy with music.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's your music life.
And that's our show.
So welcome once again in our back in our regular slot and whatever that we're supposed to be. That's a lot of babbling. Welcome back to That's Our Show.
We're highly regular again.
Yes. Lots of fiber.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about now?
I'm going to admit some surprise by the fact that you've never asked me to write any sort of a jingle for this show.
Didn't you write lyrics for our theme song, though?
Not that I remember. Maybe I did, and that I completely forgot.
That could have been the last podcast.
Oh, I don't even remember if I had done that.
No, I know you did it for the last one.
Okay.
For sure. Well, jingles are kind of out now, aren't they?
Apparently so, which in a way is a little bit sad.
So in case you can't tell, this episode will be all about jingles.
Yes.
Commercial jingles.
Yes, yes. As in, you know, musical earworms of days of yore.
Yes, the rise and fall. Because they kind of have fallen. You don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll get like these little. They're not really jingles.
It's kind of like a lost art.
They're. Yeah, but it's like a sting more than a jingle that they'll have now.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So if we go back into history of jingles, I mean, it kind of made sense because when mass media first started, it was just an audio product
on the radio. Yep.
So if you're not showing your product, you can talk about it.
You have no choice.
Or, right. Oh, well, no, the choice is you could sing about it.
Well, that's true. And that was how jingles came about.
Yeah. And that started what in the 20s, I guess?
The 20s. Yeah. The first product or one of the first products to have a well-known jingle was actually the breakfast cereal Wheaties. In 1926.
Ah, yes. And now Jim's going to sing that for you. Go ahead, Jim.
I don't want to get any copyright blocks. Also, I don't even know it.
Yeah, I'm sure that Wheaties jingle's still under strict copyright.
Well, if it was 1926, you never know.
It should be. It should be public domain if it was 1926.
Unless it got renewed.
True.
Which can
but
happen.
I don't recall ever hearing. Do you recall any Wheaties jingle? I don't.
I don't either. The only thing I remember from commercials for Wheaties when I was a kid was it wasn't a sung jingle. It was just a tagline, better eat your Wheaties.
Yes, that I remember.
Yeah.
But I do not remember any jingle.
No, nor do I. Apparently it was, have you tried Wheaties?
Was the jingle.
Yeah, and it was performed by a barbershop quartet.
Okay, then. All right, so without actually knowing the jingle, Let's hear you do all four parts of a barbershop quartet with Have You Tried Wheaties? Ready, go.
I'm going to have to do this in post.
Well, you may have just been treated to Jim's interpretation of the Barbershop Quartet Wheaties jingle, or maybe not. Depends on if we have the time.
Or a completely, totally different interpretation thereof.
Well, yeah, your own personal interpretation. So jingles kind of like went on, and then like when we transitioned from radio to TV, they kind of kept that going for a while. I mean, you've gotten our notes here that you're saying that they peaked in the 60s. But I still...
Supposedly, but they still carried on well after that. I mean, when we were growing up, there were still plenty of jingles that were in TV commercials.
Absolutely. I mean, I am still stuck on Band-Aids. Because Band-Aids don't stick on... Because Band-Aids stick on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't remember that one remember of
really?
It. Really? I probably heard it in passing.
I am stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids stuck on me.
Yeah, it sounds more familiar now.
Oh, sorry. Was that copyright violation? I think we're okay. It's like, we're really just, it's not copyright violation. It's free advertising.
Because Band-Aid sure needs our advertising help.
Yeah.
Maybe they do actually because of all the generic brands in the pharmacies and the supermarkets.
Yeah, there really are a lot of, it's just that everybody just calls all of them Band-Aids.
Yeah. Well, that's a case of many products where the product name has translated to the generic name of the item, like a Kleenex.
I have never called them Kleenex, though. I've always called them tissue.
So have I, but some people do call them Kleenex.
True, true. But we digress again.
What? That never happens. Get out of town.
So at some point, jingles kind of started falling out of favor. And I think like there were still sticking around when we were kids.
Yeah, apparently there's a perception that they started to become less hip. Maybe in the 60s or 70s.
Yeah, I could see that. But I mean, generation. I still feel like it's still coming like 80s, 90s, where they were like fell off more drastically personally.
So I think a big tipping point was probably the Pepsi campaign in the 80s with Michael Jackson.
Now, was he singing Pepsi jingles or
I think he was just singing one of his own songs.
Okay.
But they were licensing that for the product.
And there just seemed to be more licensing with it. I remember such a big deal, and I don't even remember what the product was, but when the Beatles licensed Revolution, right?
Yes, okay.
Was that Nike?
That was for Nike, yes. And that was actually a case where they did not license it themselves, because what happened was Michael Jackson actually bought their catalog.
Right.
So he licensed it to Nike to use, and
and
Paul McCartney wasn't too happy about that.
So basically all of the... That it's now just kind of popular music in commercials, that's all Michael Jackson's fault.
Well, he certainly played a big role in it, let's put it that way.
Yeah. So it's like these days it's mostly just licensed music.
Yeah, that's about all you hear anything anymore original, in commercials.
Except insurance ads.
Yeah, for whatever reason, jingles stuck around the longest in insurance ads, particularly Nationwide and State Farm, I would say.
Well, what about Liberty Mutual? With that, their brilliant one.
Yeah, okay.
that Liberty, one too. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty.
Yeah, if you want to call that a jingle, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're more like stings now. They're not like a full jingle. Like they would have a jingle that would last like half the commercial.
Right. Even State Farm has backed off on it. You know, it used to be, it had the whole lyrics, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. But now they just do a little musical sting of the melody.
Yeah.
Anymore. And Nationwide is kind of, I think, dropped
Nationwide
it too.
Is on your side.
Yeah, that one.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It's like maybe 10 notes.
I don't even know if they do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But it's really like anything where you're hearing any music, or any original music at least, is something that's just like 10 notes.
Yeah.
At most.
Just a little brief melody.
So what would that sort of jingle for That's Our Show sound like?
I'll get right back to you.
I'm just trying to give as many music cues for Jim as I can so he can just like get even busier.
Thanks, because I have loads of time to make them before this episode has to go to air.
Yeah. Oh, here's something interesting in the notes that I just noticed. The State Farm jingle was composed by Barry Manilow. Is that true?
I believe that is true. Yeah.
Is that true? Is that true? Doc, is that true? Doc? Is that true? I don't know why I am.
I'm missing your
slipping into
here.
A. It's a bad Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
impression.
That's what it was sounding.
Doc,
like.
Is that true? Okay, I'm dating myself and doing it poorly. And now I'm slipping into Casey Kasem as I usually do. I think we need to take a break here because I'm clearly losing it.
I think it's a great idea.
And I guess we'll come back and start to talk about some of the memorable jingles from our ute.
From our ute? What's a ute?
From our ute. we'll be right back and tell you what a ute is.
Have you tried Wheaties? Their whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man. They're crispy and crunchy the whole year through. The kiddies never tire of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial that probably had a jingle in it, because if I'm going to throw commercials in here, they should have jingles.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So
I would expect no less of you.
It's interesting in the notes here that we have in our first segment that we just completed. We said that jingles peaked in the 1960s. And then for segment two, we have memorable jingles from the 80s, the golden age of jingles.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's the golden age.
I think you wrote segment one.
I think I did.
Yeah. And then I wrote the rest. Regardless.
It'll be seamless.
So what do we got? Like, we've got some memorable stuff. How do we want to get into this? I mean, we could just sit here and just sing each jingle and then, you know, have a nice short episode.
We could. Yeah. We got like a half hour left. I think the point here is that whenever jingles actually peaked, they were still very plentiful in our youth.
Absolutely. I feel like from what our notes say and what I'm remembering, like foods and drinks were like jingles all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you had the Folgers best part of waking up. You
best
had
part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Yeah. And the God, what was the other coffee thing? Good to the last drop. Oh, wasn't there a jingle too?
Maxwell House? I remember.
I thought
like
Maxwell House had a jingle.
I remember a musical jingle like ba da 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 da. But were there words to it?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But it was still a. Now we're kind of segueing into from jingles with words to little catchy melodies, earworms.
Yeah.
Maybe it's kind of the precursor of the blast.
Okay. It was, so that sound that you're remembering was supposed to be the sound of the percolator.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
And that actually goes back to 1959.
Yeah.
And they commissioned a piece and it was called Wow. Percolab Legato.
Oh my God.
Percolab Legato, a portmanteau of percolator, laboratory, and the musical term obligato.
Where's laboratory come into it?
I don't know.
Odd choice.
I don't know, but they use that, the because I can remember that. And yeah, they use that for a very long time.
Right. I remember it too.
And apparently in 1962, it crossed over into pop music with Percolator Twist by Billy Joe and the Checkmates.
Wow. Never heard it. Never heard their rendition.
See, it's lovely to have research on at the tips of our fingers for that stuff. So,
okay, so there, just to be clear, there were no actual words to it. It was just the musical
there
melody.
There were not.
Okay, that's what I remember.
Just the Percolab Legato.
And that's your word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Percolab Legato. I can't even say it.
Percolab Legato. Percolab Legato.
Domo arigato.
Mr. Roboto. Which was used in a car commercial not that long ago. Speaking of licensed music.
But here's the thing. I can remember that it was used in a car commercial recently within the last 5 years. I can't remember what car it was for.
I want to say Volkswagen, but I see what you're saying. Like, a lot of these things, like the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Yes,
you don't mistake what that's for.
Exactly.
You remember the brand too.
Right.
And that's been kind of lost.
Yes. If you're associating a licensed piece of music to a product, yeah, okay, the piece of music will probably be very familiar to you, but if you were already familiar with that piece of music, you won't automatically associate it with the product.
Exactly. I don't know. Just give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
There you go. There's another one. Do they still use that? I feel like they still might use that.
I think they have, at least in some form, in recent years.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's stuck around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That came up in the 80s sometime. When was that? The
1986.
Yeah.
The vocals, according to the people who made it, the vocals and instrumentation were both recorded in a single take.
I wouldn't be surprised. It sounded a little off the cuff. But there have been...
Yeah, and it was simple and basic. But that works.
But there have been different arrangements of it over the years.
Sure. Coke, of course, had a bunch of stuff at the time before they started relying on Michael Jackson hits.
Thought that was Pepsi.
You're right. So I guess Coke was trying to compete with Michael Jackson with their own jingle.
Yeah, they kind of stuck more to that.
Yeah. Well, there's can't beat the feeling, can't beat the real thing.
Always the real thing.
Always Coca-Cola. Yeah, always Coca-Cola in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And then there was I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Yes.
Now, was that a song separately from the jingle?
I don't know. Or was it written for the commercial? Go
yeah,
look that one up.
I don't know either.
Yeah, the song was originally, I want to buy the world some Coke.
Yeah, so it was originally a jingle for cocaine. But that stuff just sells itself.
Yeah, you don't need a jingle for that.
Okay, it was originally written as the Coke jingle.
Okay.
But then it was re-recorded as a pop song.
So it started as a jingle.
Yes. So it was originally written as I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was re-recorded as a pop song with I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Ah, okay. I do remember that.
Yes. Interesting.
Speaking of soft drink jingles, there's, of course, yes. I'm a pepper, you're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Yeah, I had forgotten about that one. Was that like 90s or 80s?
No, I think that was earlier, like maybe late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah, you're probably right. I forget how old I am.
Fun fact.
Yes.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but the spokesperson for Dr. Pepper at one time was David Naughton, the actor who went on to star in the movie An American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
But then they dropped him from the campaign because he was in that movie.
Well, that's a little known fact.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we got? We got sodas. We got coffee. We got candy. What about gum? There was a lot of gum.
Oh, yes.
Songs.
Yes. The one that comes to mind is Double Your Pleasure, Double Your Fun. What product was that for?
Double Mint Gum.
Yeah, that one.
And the Big Red, kiss a little longer, take your time a little longer. Give your breath long-lasting freshness
just
with Big Red.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently was composed by Peter Cofield. I have no idea who that is.
Nor do I. Juicy Fruit.
It's going to move you.
The taste is going to move you.
The taste is going to move you, yeah.
That's
Juicy
that.
Fruit
yes.
is going to move you.
Yes. It gets right to you. Yeah.
Yep. And of course, there's the unforgettable Fruit Stripe gum.
Okay. I vaguely remember the product. I don't remember the jingle.
I'm kidding. As far as I'm aware, there was no Fruit Stripe gum jingle.
You tricked me.
Let's find out.
How could you?
Yes. And it's a deep cut. Wow. I do not remember this. Yipes, stripes, beech nuts got 'em. Yipes, stripes in Fruit Stripe gum. Yipes, stripes, 5 different flavors. Get beech nut fruit stripe gum.
Okay, then.
I don't know. Oh, the gum was discontinued.
And the jingle was wiped from our brains.
There was a jingle. All right, let's see. Let me see if I can actually find a copy of the jingle here.
Well, you can put it in the next commercial break.
I'm just loading down. All I'm getting is come on, feel the noise.
Not a jingle.
I don't know. This person may have made it up, in which case you have now made it into our podcast. Congratulations.
Yes.
All right. So go about fast well food. We got a lot of fast food.
Yeah. Big Mac.
They talk about the Big Mac jingle, but I remember it kind of just being chanted. Big. Oh, no, wait. What am I thinking of? Big Mac. No, I'm thinking of the one that was the whole menu. Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, Quarter Pounder, French Fries, Ice Coke, Thick Shake, Sundaes, and Apple Pies. But that was never sung, right?
I don't really remember that one too well.
And what was two old beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun? Was that a jingle?
I didn't remember it being sung, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Apparently that was around for a while back in 1967 or so, but still stuck around in the 80s.
Yeah, I definitely remember both of those. But for some reason, I remember the one that was the entire menu a little better, which is no longer even close to accurate.
So one thing I got to ask is, do you think remembering these jingles, having them stuck in my head, actually influenced anybody to buy a product in the supermarket?
Maybe subconsciously.
Like, oh, I'm going to pick out that coffee over this one because it has a song I remember associated with it. I don't know.
So for what it's worth, wow. A lot of information here from Claude. I've switched from ChatGPT. They're saying it was a jingle set to a catchy melody. Yeah, it worked extremely well. Kids across America drilled that lyric like it was a spelling test, because there was apparently a contest where if you said it fast enough at the counter, you could win a free Big Mac. And I kind of remember that, because I remember trying to be able to say it really fast. Two old beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. But I don't remember it being set to music.
I don't know.
The word started as a print headline in a college newspaper ad in 1974. But previously they were saying it was introduced in 1967. The jingle was written by Keith Reinhard, who also created the Hamburglar and wrote State Farm's Like a Good Neighbor, with music composed by Mark Vieja, who performed it himself.
So where does
the commercial?
Where does Barry Manilow fit into that?
It doesn't. Wait. Composed. He composed the State Farm jingle. This guy wrote Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there, I guess.
Okay, the lyricist.
I have a hard time believing that this actually was a jingle, because I don't remember any music.
I don't either.
Okay. It's apparently on YouTube. I'm pulling it up to listen. 3 hours later. Okay. I'm listening now.
Yeah, it was totally a song.
Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
Oh, beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, I just looked up a link that was dating it to a commercial from 1974.
That's the one I'm watching.
Yeah.
It looked like that bun used to have a lot more sesame seeds.
Probably.
Well, that'll be our next commercial break. But before we get to that, let's just run through a few more from the 80s, like toys. You remember some of the toy jingles?
Oh, yes. We got My Buddy. That was
my
a big
buddy,
one.
My buddy.
I remember that. Me.
This says Chia Pet. I don't remember a Chia Pet jingle.
Chia.
Oh, of course. How could I forget that? Yeah. Chia.
Yeah.
Yep. And of course, I mean, there's I Don't Want to Grow Up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid. Yes.
Yeah. So there was that.
More games, more toys. Oh, boy.
Let's see, 80s also had By Menin.
Yes, I remember that one.
Which, is that like Speed Stick, AFTA?
Yeah.
There were like a bunch of products, but is Menin even
are they still
a
around
thing anymore?
I'm not even sure.
It's probably been bought out.
It's kind of funny because they made the jingle out of the brand name.
Yeah.
Not even connected to the product. And it's more of more of one of those things, kind of.
And I mean, it did say Menin on the product when you would buy it at that time.
They're apparently still around, but they are owned mostly by Colgate-Palmolive.
Of course. And then the last one we've got under our notes, of course, 588-2300-EMPIRE.
That's still on the air.
That is still on the air.
It is still on the air. I've heard it at least twice in the last 3 days.
Yeah, that's... That's an earworm if there ever was
Absolutely.
One, and it's just keeps going. Even they used to have the guy who owned it, right, was in the commercials. Now they have like an animated version of him because he died.
He died or retired or whatever. Yeah. They still use his voice, though, at the end for today.
Today.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's still right. there. And it's very effective because it's the freaking telephone number and you're going to remember it and you're going to remember who to call to get your carpets.
Yeah. I mean, it's no 867-5309.
No, but you know. they probably would rather get your call rather than have you call them because you heard it in a song and get annoyed by it.
It's also true.
They want you to call the number.
Let's take a break here and refresh everyone's memory with that Big Mac jingle, and we will be right back talking about the 90s.
McDonald's Big Mac. It's more than just another hamburger. There are two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a sesame seed bun. Seven great ingredients working together to make one great taste. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, cheese, lettuce, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Get the idea?
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
It's your McDonald's Big Mac. You've got to taste it to believe it, you know what I mean?
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Two all-beef patties...
Let me say a few words about McDonald's Big Mac. It's
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Two whole. Well, what was that word again?
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Cheese, pickles, onions, lettuce.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Where your dollar gets a break every day.
All right, we're back. Baby back.
Chili's.
I want my baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby. So there's one yes. from the 90s.
That one was very memorable.
Yeah, it was. And apparently NSYNC filmed a version of it.
That I don't remember. I don't remember
that either.
I remember the non-synced version of it.
The non-sync version?
The non-synced version, as in the non-in-synced version.
Oh, non-in-synced version,
the
yeah.
pre-synced version.
So, yeah, so a lot more food again in the 90s. We got pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. That was Bagel Bites, apparently.
I don't remember that one too well.
I remember it. I did not remember it was for Bagel Bites, though.
Again, like...
Yeah, but I mean, they keep mentioning pizza.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, Bagel Bites are the little frozen pizza on a bagel thing, but there's no pizza in the name of it.
Yeah, no, there isn't.
But I guess that just that flows better than Bagel Bites in the morning, Bagel Bites in the evening, Bagel Butts at supper.
Bagel time. Butts?
Yeah. Bagel Butts.
No.
Yeah, so Hot Pockets, that was another one.
I feel like I don't remember that one too well.
What are you going to pick? Hot Pockets.
Okay, I remember the last part of it.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's no. Mentos, the fresh maker.
I do remember but those ads.
Were there lyrics? I just remember the and then it would like launch into a whole song, but
yeah, I don't remember there being lyrics. What I do remember was an early Foo Fighters video for the song Big Me that was kind of a parody of a Mentos commercial.
Yeah, I kind of remember that too. All right, I'm searching to see if the Mentos jingle had any lyrics.
Okay.
The Fresh Maker.
I remember
yes,
that part.
Full lyrics. The song was called Fresh Goes Better. Oh, yeah, that's right. Fresh goes better.
Yeah. Okay.
But Mentos fresh and full of life.
Yes. That's
Mentos,
it.
The Fresh Maker.
Yes. It came. It, yep. It, yeah. Once you sang it, I remembered it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That Foo Fighters song was for the song Big Me.
Yes. I said that.
Oh, they brought the big jingle back last year.
Really?
Relaunching it across social and audio streaming platforms with a fresh update while keeping the original melody intact.
I haven't seen it yet.
Me either. So, more toys. I don't remember these. The research had Crossfire and Connect 4.
No,
I don't remember
these either.
One.
Although I was remembering back to more of a Golden Age jingle was Slinky.
Slinky, it's fun for a wonderful time. And Slinky, it's good. Fun for a girl or a boy.
And then yep. there was the parody Log from Ren and Stimpy. It's log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's log, it's better than bad, it's good.
I'm sold. Yeah, the notes have Connect Four's Go For It jingle is considered by some the greatest toy jingle of the decade. Simple, punchy, impossible to shake. Apparently it's not impossible because I shook it.
I don't remember it at all.
I just remember that whole, like, I used to have the whole commercial memorized with, wait, I can't hear diagonally. Pretty sneaky, sis. One more game. That was the commercial for Connect Four that stuck in my head.
Sounds vaguely familiar, especially the line, pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah, pretty sneaky, sis. One more game.
Well, that wasn't a jingle, I guess. That was just dialogue.
I don't know why it would be considered by some to be the greatest toy jingle of the decade.
Not us.
Huh.
You know what game I do remember was You Can Be a Winner at the Game of Life.
That I don't recall.
You don't remember that one?
No.
That was either 80s or 90s. I forget which. But those are examples of like commercial ads that came up like well after the product first came out.
Yes. All right. So, I mean, there were a lot of carryovers from the 80s as well into the 90s. There's a lot of stuff that apparently we've forgotten. But we know that it just kind of started dying off after that. Do we want to take a break and come back and maybe do a little bit of guessing on stuff?
Sure, we can give it a go.
All right, we'll be right back after this ad for Connect Four.
Go for it, Red!
Go for it, Black! Go for
Get
it!
Get off my back!
Connect Four, got three in a row!
Go for one more!
Go for it!
Too late, Joe!
Connect Four!
Go for the fun of Connect Four! Four in a row wins!
Go for the bottom!
And go for the top! Watch for the block!
Forget it, you're stopped!
Go for the glory! Go for the star!
Go for it!
I win!
Connect Four! Go for it!
Yeah.
Connect Four!
All right, we are back, and we're going to wrap things up with like a little bit of a guessing game here. We're going to see how good our memories are on these jingles.
Or how bad.
So... Or how bad they are. So let's go back to the 60s. Gonna go all the way back to the 60s.
Okay.
I mean, they've got Coke and Pepsi listed, but I wouldn't have a clue what the 60s.
I'm gonna be a little bit out of my element here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move forward. How about Alka-Seltzer?
Oh.
You do that one?
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
But what's the tune?
I don't remember.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Okay, well done.
Yep. I am a little older than you.
You win that round.
Yeah, there's one for Mr. Clean. I don't remember a Mr. Clean jingle. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. He makes things clean. And he's bald. Okay, next. okay there. Man, I really got you on that one. I've broken Jim.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, you're right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on. Oscar Mayer Baloney.
Oh.
You got to know that one. Come on.
I know, but...
My baloney.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
Has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Yeah.
Oscar Mayer says to me B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Armor Hot Dogs.
For taste, no. That was on, for was taste like, and more, it's Encore. That was a different brand.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. It's not like hot dogs, Armor Hot Dogs. No, that's the Flintstones.
Yes, it is. It most definitely is.
Yeah. Well, now I kind of want to look that one up.
That one's not coming to me.
Armor Hot.
Like I said, I thought of Encore instead.
Maybe that was what the where the Flintstones theme came from.
Sorry, this made me think of Beer and Pretzels. That's our game. C-H-E-R-S.
C-H-E-R-S. Yep, I remember that. That was when... Martin Crane was playing a different character. Oh, geez.
As Cy Flembeck, right. I think his name was.
Yeah, I think you're right. Vintage 1967 Armor Hot Dogs.
Hot dogs.
Armor Hot Dogs.
That's close.
What kind of kids eat Armor Hot Dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids. Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
That was Armor Hot Dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. So I was actually pretty close.
It is.
All right, next, Maxwell House. We already did the Maxwell House thing. Frosted Flakes. They're great.
Well, but was there a jingle earlier on that got dropped?
Maybe, but I mean, the AI here is coming up. It says Frosted Flakes, and then in parentheses, it has they're great.
Well, that was the tagline for sure.
Well, let's see.
But the cereal was out for a while, maybe before that came up.
They're great.
There's no jingle in that.
No, there's not. There's three more listed that and I don't know if any of them have actual jingles. Rice Krispies. It's just Snap, Crackle, Pop. There may have been a jingle.
I feel like there was.
Yeah. I can't remember that. Winston Cigarettes. I definitely can't remember that.
Do you remember the song?
Chevrolet.
Do you remember the song, the Billboard song?
No.
Okay.
I don't think.
It was a song about billboards that got adversely affected by harsh weather and they got all torn up and mixed up. And then the chorus went something like, smoke Coca-Cola cigarettes, drink Wrigley spearmint beer. Ring a bell at all?
Not at all.
Okay. It was a song we did in music class in school one time, but it's an older song.
Okay. I just had the AI clean up the list and take out stuff that's just catchphrases.
Yeah. Which some of these appear to be.
We're on to the 70s. McDonald's. We already did the Big Mac thing.
Yeah.
But what else was in the McDonald's in the 70s? I remember this.
Well, I'm not going to remember from the 70s, but I do remember from the 80s when they had the Mac Tonight commercials.
Oh God. Those were scary. No, it was before that because they were still using this in the 80s. And up until their current, like, what's their slogan now?
I'm loving it.
Yeah. So they used that slogan right up until they replaced it, I think, with I'm loving it.
Oh, God. the hell was it?
You deserve
a break today?
Yeah. You deserve a break today.
That was them?
Yeah. That was McDonald's. Yeah. Dr. Pepper.
Well, we talked about that one already.
I guess that was a, yeah.
I'm a pepper. Would you like to be a pepper too?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too?
Schoolhouse Rock. That's not a product. Kit Kat. We talked about that. Yep. We talked about Oscar Mayer Wiener, Fruit Stripe Gun, just for Life Cereal.
All I remember from that Likes It.
Yeah. Lucky Charms.
There was
Tootsie
that.
Roll. Oh, of course there's Band-Aid. We were talking about that off the air.
Yes.
I am stuck on Band-Aid because Band-Aid's stuck on me. Burger King. Their old slogan as well. Did you not have fast food as a kid? Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Right.
No,
Morgan.
We were more of a Wendy's family, okay?
fair enough. Oh, and of course, Meow Mix.
Yes.
Also remembered by Dr. Evil. I want chicken. I want liver. Meow Mix, please deliver.
Yes.
Yeah. So moving into the 80s, I think we talked a lot of these. The I Don't Want to Grow Up, the Toys R Us thing.
Toys R Us Kid, yeah.
Folgers we talked about. Yep. Slinky, they're saying that's in the 80s.
That
I guess
was
it was brought
80s?
Back in the 80s.
I thought it was
brought
older
back
than
in the
that.
80s, but I think it's older, yeah.
Yeah.
Kibbles and Bits. I want to get me some Kibbles and Bits. I don't remember a song, though.
Nor do I.
Honeycomb? I remember that.
I'm blanking on that one.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no.
No, that's not ringing a bell.
All right. Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all I remember is, oh, yeah, I don't remember a song. Oh, Rice-A-Roni.
The San Francisco treat.
Yep. Chevy Trucks, Like a Rock.
Wasn't there another one? The Heartbeat of America. That's today's Chevrolet.
Whisk. Ring Around the Collar. There was a Ring Around the Collar song?
I don't remember.
I got to look that up. Ring Around the Collar jingle. Sorry. Nope. The wonderful AI has failed us again. There's no song.
No jingle.
Zest. Remember that.
Zestfully clean.
Yeah, zestfully clean. You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean. There's a Holiday Inn.
Oh, I got another soap one. Coast. The scent opened your eyes. Coast. Spirits start to rise. That coast is the way to bring you back to life.
Yes, I remember that. The Holiday Inn listed. I don't remember anything with that. My Little Pony, that was more just a My Little Pony and Care Bears. Those, I don't know that they were jingles in the commercials so much as songs for the cartoons that were made with them.
Well, yeah. I was thinking of some of those earlier, like G.I. Joe and Transformers and stuff like that. Because, yeah, the songs from the shows were also prominent in the ads.
All right, but, and then we go into the 90s, which is where stuff was fading. Mentos, we talked about. Yeah. Kit Kat, we talked about. Yep. Bagel Bites. K Jewelers.
Every kiss begins with K.
Begins with K, yep. Subway, $5 foot long. Guess there was kind of a song with that.
Well, it's not a very good one, I guess.
Nah. 1-800-COLLECT? I don't remember that.
It's not quite as memorable as 800-538-2300.
300. Empire today. Well, I guess that's about as far as we can dig in with those.
We milked that cow for what it was worth.
Yes. Well, it was worth an episode, so that's good. We'll be back, I guess. We'll be back when we're back. Who the hell knows anymore? Probably in a couple of weeks with a minisode.
We'll be back when we're damn good and ready.
Yeah, I'm not promising anything this time. Meantime, that's our show. Was brought to you by the Backstage Group.
Engineered by Jim Balsarek and edited by Glenn. Sorry, the Mr. Clean ad came back. I knew that was going to happen.
Mr. Clean, he's... gets things clean and he's bald.
Damn it. All right. Engineered by Jim Balsarek and edited by.
Damn it. You can't get my name out.
This is why I can't anymore. Engineered by Jim Balsarek and edited by Glenn Reed.
And of course, as always, you can find us online at show.backstage.link or send us an email at show@backstage.link.
Please give us a rating wherever you listen to That's Our Show and spread the word by telling all your friends to listen.
And make sure you're subscribed if you're not already, especially since we keep messing up our schedule. Regardless. So, yeah, like I said, I probably a minisode in a couple of weeks, but I don't know.
Don't hold us to it.
Yeah.
So until then,
That's Our Show.
Here, in the wild savanna of the American living room, the child sits, transfixed, vulnerable. The television flickers, and then, almost imperceptibly at first, it begins. A melody. Simple. Repetitive. Irresistible. The creature has no defense against it. Within 7 exposures, the jingle has burrowed deep into the cerebral cortex, where it will remain for the rest of its life.